You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Have you heard of CBB's new series, Dog Squad? Well, following the daily adventures of five superhero assistance dogs, this series is here to help us better understand the wonderful impact these animals have on the lives of their families. And if you're wondering what this series will sound like, well, I have a bit of a teaser for you.
Dog Squad!
Ready for a mission, they'll be there for you.
Dog Squad!
Super doggy heroes, check out what they do. Maggie has a super nose in the air or on the ground.
Bow wow!
Diesel super hearing lets you listen out for sound.
What's that?
Pika uses super sight to help you find your way.
Hello!
Well, Tinx will fetch and Sylvie hug to check that you're okay.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. That's the theme tune for that brand new series, Dog Squad, which will actually hit our TV screens today at 4 p.m. Now, to tell us a little bit more about it, I'm joined now by Jane Austin, producer at Hello Halo, the team behind the series, and they've actually worked with the BBC to make it happen. Jane, it is lovely speaking with you on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having us, Paulina. It's a real treat to share the show with everyone.
So would you mind telling us a little bit more about the series? What inspired it?
Dog Squad is about five real-life superhero working dogs who all help their owners in different ways. So we've got Dr. Amit and Kika, and Kika's a guide dog. And we've got Ryan and Diesel. Diesel's a hearing dog for his teenage owner, Ryan. We've got Charlie and Tinx. Tinx is a disability assistance dog who helps her owner, Charlie, who's in a wheelchair. We've got Katrina and Sylvie. Sylvie is a therapy dog who goes into schools and hospitals to help children and adults who are maybe feeling a bit nervous or anxious. And we've also got Tom and Maggie. And Maggie's a search and rescue dog. It's a combination of live action and animation. A lot of it's from the dog's point of view. Our animation helps us illustrate all the clever things that each dog is thinking, if that makes sense. And then we're also getting to see the gorgeous real life elements of these working dogs working with their handlers. And it was all inspired by Dr. Amit and Kika. I had a lovely chat with him in March 2020 now. And he was so positive, inspiring and articulate about his experiences of having a guide dog. He described all the amazing things that Kika helps him do and that she's cheeky and a bit of a rascal. For example, like when he's in a supermarket, Kika will guide him immediately to the carrots because that's her absolute favourite treat. And that felt quite childlike and a good fit for CBeebies, really. And so our format came quite quickly after a few discussions with Amit, sort of explaining a day in the life of Kika. CBB's commissioning team were always very encouraging and supportive about the idea. And so we worked really closely to make sure that we were making the sort of best version of Dog Squad. It all started with Dr. Amit and Kika, but then we started introducing other assistance dogs and support dogs and working dogs. And then we had our squad, and lovely Adam Redfern wrote a pilot script. So it was very exciting.
The series sounds amazing. And obviously, we had a bit of a flavour of your production there with the theme song, which I have to say, it's an absolute earworm. So I think everyone's going to have it stuck in their head. Now, was it important for you to maybe dispel myths or misconceptions around dogs like Kika?
We were really keen to show that there's a variety of assistance dogs, first of all, that they do come in different breeds. And we were really careful to show that the dogs aren't just working on their own. They're not working independently from their owner. The owner or handler is actually giving the instructions to the dog, and also that they trust each other implicitly and that that relationship's really important. I think a big thing that we wanted to get across were that assistance dogs aren't an inconvenience in public places, and that all of our handlers are just going about their everyday life. Dr. Amit talks brilliantly about having, you know, curious children and parents who spot cute Kika and want to approach her when she's working. And that there's moments where they can absolutely do this, but there's moments where, you know, it's for Amit and Kika's safety that she's not distracted and that she doesn't lose her concentration and it's not appropriate to approach. So we really tried to kind of weave just those little everyday interactions that Amit would have or that any of our assistance dog owners would have into our storyline and scripting process, because we really wanted it to be a tool for parents and other adults to kind of understand how to behave and approach assistance dogs.
Yeah, and I guess the nice thing about shows like this aimed at a younger audience, they're as much as about, I guess, teaching them something as it is about doing some wonderful animation. And I think you mentioned there that it's a bit of a hybrid of live action and animated content. So was creating a show like this presenting any challenges that usually you maybe wouldn't have?
I guess filming with animals is always a bit of a challenge. We had five different breeds of dogs with very different jobs and needs, but our director Michael Hines was amazing. I was so impressed with him actually, because particularly with Dr. Amit, directing is often such a visual job, and your instinct is to use lots of visual language about where to stand or where to move to. But Michael was always like really aware of what each handler needed and how he could support them during filming. But also our dog cast were incredible too. Like Kika at first wasn't sure why she was being asked to potentially do something more than once. But then hilariously, very quickly on the first day, she learned what action meant. And she knew that when Michael shouted action, that was a cue for her to move or to do the thing that she'd just practiced.
And was it easy to bring these, I guess, quite big personalities to the screen?
All of the handlers were involved in the scripting process, and our lovely scripting team wrote for their dogs and the characters of their dogs. Tinks, who is a tiny Lasso Absolute, she's the smallest dog in our pack, but she has got big dog energy and behaves like one. And so that was really fun to kind of add these little quirks in. Like Diesel is this beautiful hearing dog, and like when he's in the kitchen, he's constantly listening to different sounds, and he's an excitable dog who likes to play football with his teenage owner. We had lots of fun with including all these little quirks into the storyline process.
And what do you think is going to be the biggest draw for the show?
I think it's the relationship that the dogs have with their handlers and with their owners. They are each other's best friend and they trust each other implicitly. A lot of it's from dog point of view. So we've got a lovely celebrity cast who voice the dog's thoughts and the things that the dogs see. And there's so much humour in that I'm sure that if you've got a dog at home that you often think about what are they thinking.
Yeah, I think Dr. Amit Patel actually said himself that he always thought that Kika has a voice. So actually having a voice attached to it was quite a big challenge, but at the same time, he found it very rewarding.
Yeah, definitely. I think that was always a fun question to ask the handlers of what did they think that their dog sounded like? Because Charlie and Tinks would talk about that a lot, actually, where Charlie's like, oh, I spend most of my day talking to Tinks, and obviously I imagine what she answers back to me. That was quite a unique experience for all the handlers to finally hear their dogs being voiced.
Now, I know for the show as well, you have also consulted with different assistance dogs organisations around the UK. So, why was it important for you to get that feedback?
We wanted to make our show as authentic as possible because we thought we've got a real opportunity to show these amazing working and assistance dogs to a wider audience, and we want to make sure that we're doing that properly. Obviously, we started with Dr. Amit and Kika, but the other charities suggested potential handlers and dogs that might be appropriate. They were involved at each point of the scripting stage as well.
Jane, it's been fantastic speaking with you on RNAB Connect Radio, and I hope that the show is a massive hit with the kids and adults alike as well, because I think we all love dogs.
We do. I certainly do.
Now, Dog Squad starts on CBeebies today at 4 p.m., and of course, it will also be available on the BBC iPlayer later. You're listening to RNAB Connect Radio.